This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman is here. He's taking us toward the sun, toward Venus, inside Venus. What have you discovered, Bob?
I haven't discovered it, but an astronomer using ground-based telescopes has discovered only the second asteroid ever found that circles the sun within the orbit of Venus. It's very hard to find asteroids that are closer to the sun than the Earth because the sun's glare makes it hard to look. And so we haven't found many, and it's not clear how many there would be. And of course, there's an issue because if there are big ones down there out of sight, they could be a threat to us. And we don't know they're there. Well, this was the second one discovered. It's about a half mile across. Its orbit takes it just beyond the orbit of Venus at its farthest point from the sun. The models about asteroids closer to the sun than Venus says there won't be a lot of them because the sun's radiation and light will act to drive them away or make their orbits unstable so they'll fall into the sun. But there seems to be now evidence that if the asteroid's larger, like this asteroid's half a mile across, and the previous one that was discovered was a mile across. If they're larger, the radiation of the sun is not sufficient to ruin their orbits. And so that means we might not have a lot of these, but we might have big ones, which, of course, once again raises the question, are they a threat to us? And they might be. So we have to find a way to find these. And really the only way to do this is to get a probe close to the sun looking out to see if it can spot them. And that we're not anywhere near getting that, John, at this moment in time.
Betelgeuse, a star. As I recall, there was some mystery about it, but now there's some fact about it. What was the mystery?
All right. So Betelgeuse is a supergiant red star. It's kind of like, think of it as a gas bag. It's very shallow. It's blobby. It actually is sometimes not spherical because it's like gas. It's also thought to be the best candidate to go supernova in our galaxy near us. It's not that near. If it went supernova, it wouldn't really hurt us, I don't think. It's probably not going to do that for tens of thousands or millions of years. That's the mystery. It also dimmed for 2 years, a few years ago.
That's it. For reasons. It dimmed because the civilization was signaling us to hurry up.
No, it dimmed because they thought there was a dust cloud circling it that came in front and blocked its light. That's what they think. And they think that dust cloud was related to a theorized smaller stellar companion that's been theorized for many years. Well, it appears now that two different groups of researchers using different telescopes have now confirmed the existence of that companion. I've got an image on Behind the Black. One group announced its results in July. A second group announced its results this week. Both of them, you did observations in December of 24 when that object was theorized to be at its farthest point from Betelgeuse. And they were successful. They have now confirmed it exists. They think it is a young stellar object about 1.5 to 2 times the mass of the sun. That's what they think it is. It's just more information about this star, John, that might someday go supernova that's relatively close to us.
To Mars. Bob's staring again, looking for the face in Mars. Did you find it, Bob?
No, of course not. And I don't look for a face on Mars because that's hogwash. But I'd like to look at the images that come down from Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter because I always find interesting stuff that they've taken pictures of. And so I've got another what I call it what the heck image on Behind the Black. This is an image of a geological feature that I can't explain, really. There are things called pedestal craters on Mars. These are craters that the impact occurred. It smashed the ground to make it hard, which meant it meant that ground was resistant to erosion. Then over time, the ground around it erodes away. And instead, the crater being a depression, it becomes a pedestal, a butte. And I've got this great picture Behind the Black of a pedestal crater. At least that's what I think it is. But the surface of it, the top of it, is weird. It's got ridges and hollows. It makes no sense. I have no idea how it formed that way. This is not what pedestal craters normally look like. It's a what the heck image. It's what Mars alien geology is, John. It's always strange and wonderful and hard to interpret.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.